Hello, welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Madeline Bass with So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. And we are today on Empowering Your Mind. I'm going to share a little bit about seeing, writing, and moving. So the next today's show is see, write, and move. We already talk about how we see the vision of God and we want to know what God wants us to do, and we're serving the Lord and we're moving in the direction He would have us, the purpose that we live in, the blessings that He brings upon us, and that includes opportunity. And when opportunity comes to you, which is what we talked about last week with opportunity knocking at the door, and are you the knock-knock joke, because you see and know what God has given you to do and you just still choose not to do it. So you become the butt of a knock-knock joke. So you say, knock, knock, who's there? Success. And you say, success, who? Then success, not me. Because you're not moving. You're not doing the things that you're supposed to be doing. You're not writing down the plan that God has given you, the vision that He has given you. God gives us a vision and a plan for the success of our family, the success of being the one to break generational curses, ministries, being in a job to promote to a position, or even to be the owner, to be the manager. In friendship, in anything, you are already in position to be greater than you are. You may be good right now, but you have the ability to be greater because of God in you. So we're going to talk about five things that can help you that we're going to address in order for you to be greater and than you are now. And some of the things that we can talk about, which is those of you who are looking at the website itself, you can see we're talking about discipline, maturity, health, commitment, budgeting, structure, and education, and so on. So there are areas in which you see that these things need to be changed or adjusted or even learned, but you're not doing anything. Or you're seeing it and you write it down, but you're just not doing anything. You're not moving. You're not putting the things that you're learning into action, or the things that you know you're taught or raised on or brought up on, you're not putting them into action. Or even the things that have been dropped in your spirit of changes that need to be made are not being put into action. So you have to do all three. It's not just seeing what God would have you do. It's not just writing it all down. It is a matter of the last and final, and that's moving, doing something, and acting on the things that He's given you. And that requires faith. It's hard to make movements on things of God because we don't have the mind of God. We don't know what's ahead. It can be a little intimidating, maybe even a little scary for you. But God does not give us the spirit of fear. And so when He assigns something for you, He will equip you in every area. He'll either put people around you or He'll put the knowledge in you. He will make sure that you are equipped to do the things that He has called you to do. So last week, of course, you know, we've been backtracking throughout the beginning of the year, and this has been putting what we learned the year before into action, and that's where we are now. We've seen the vision, and we've been taking notes and writing them down per show. And now we're going to move forward. This is the year that we're using to move you forward. So we talked, these are some things that you can do. You can write for 2 minutes a day in a journal. These are some things that can help you to move to your action. You see the vision. So the things that God gives you through your devotion, through your prayer time, then your quiet time even, 2 minutes a day. Just commit to starting out with 2 minutes a day and writing down and journaling the things that you see that are personal growth. You've listed the things that you know are an issue, and those of you who've been listening, but those of you who are just now listening, You know, writing down things that you know that are things that you need to change within yourself in order for God to move you to your next. We made those lists, and then how do you expect those things to come to pass? And so now we're moving in that area of seeing it and actually what is the production of or what fruits are you producing in your seeing and writing, your movement. So that's what we're focusing on today. So a two-minute journal for your personal growth for 30 days. Continue to journal even afterwards if you want to, so that your family and friends can also see the growth. They're going to be able to see that change. So as you grow spiritually, of course, that's going to be an area that's going to move and shift you automatically to some other things in your lifestyle, how you speak, how you conduct yourself at work or around your friends, even with your spouses. It's going to make that shift. That spiritual growth that comes first is going to be the first avenue that you take in moving to your next in your relationship, and no matter what that relationship is. And so your growth in achieving those goals is going to set you up for your future. It's going to grow you in your prayer life, and you're going to become less selfish, and the things that you seek after will not be out of greed, but out of the opportunity to be able to work side by side with the Lord and allow him to be led by him in many areas of your life. So your personal growth, your personal development is your career, your business, your ministry, your family, you know, the daily tasks that you do, the things that you do all the time that you've seen that need to be made, an adjustment made. You know, in that 2 minutes, write down the things and places in which you've seen the changes, that some things that you've nurtured and you've matured continuously in through prayer. So continue to grow you. And like I said, the spirituality and the personal development is going to just come, okay? Following along with that, you know, we move to growing your mind and being ready to actually envision the vision, it actually seeing your dream start to manifest and unfold, seeing that your hard work and all of the due diligence that you put into are starting to bring about some type of substance, some type of income, some type of fruit of salvations of others around you. These are things that you really want to be excited about seeing with God, and write those things down, those experiences that you're feeling, and continue to grow, because you're continuing to change some things in your life. You're continuing to prune, and God is continuing to shed away some things, even some people that maybe you're around in this season. God needs you to back away or step away from, or he may need you to step into the presence of some other people that can help you. And those who are going to pray for you and truly pray for you your best and God's favor over your life, you want to make sure that you do that. And you want to be able, you have to want the things that you're desiring and you're seeking after. You have to want it. Otherwise, you're just talking about your dream and what you want. It's just talk. And to some, it's a conversation, because that's something that you talk about often. You know, you don't put it into action at all. These are just your dreams, things that you're sharing with someone. And you have to ask yourself these simple questions. Are you really willing to seek after the prosperity that God has for you? You probably have to ask them before. You've been asking yourself this before, and maybe even you've asked someone else already. But now is the time for you to act. Now is the time to pursue and move in the direction that God has for you. Make it happen. So what do you want? What's your goal, and what do you see in yourself, and what changes do you see that's going to be occurring in the next 2 years? And that's in anything, your ministry, your business, your personal, your relationship, your children. What is it that you want your kids exposed to? You know, how do you plan on getting that done? And then you want to go to what's the pros and cons of your here and where you are now and where you want to be. The pros and cons. Will it better you? Changing these things, how will it affect what it is that you want to accomplish? So, you know, your why has to outweigh what you're doing. Your why has to be heavier, because that's going to be your drive, that's going to be your passion, and that's going to be how you get it done, okay? Your why is how you're going to have to get it done, okay? Know why you want to do it. And do what you see yourself accomplishing in that dream. Follow through, action. Dress for it. You know, there are some things that you got to dress for success, and that's true. Mind, body, and spirit, and even with your clothing, you've got to look like the success that you want to become. you know, dress the part, as they say. You know, you've got to look the part. And Empowering Your Minds, of course, we're on every Monday from 5 to 5:15 and 5:30 to 6, depending on if we have a guest who's going to be sharing with us a lot of information. So we want to make sure we get those clips in. But I do the 15 minutes just to try to make sure we get you something to keep you fed, to keep you encouraged and empowered for your next, because it's important that you grow you. Don't just listen, but that you put into action. You see a vision, you see what God wants from you, then get it done. Be obedient and follow his will for your life. See it, write it, and then move on it. Act on it. Grow you daily. You must grow you daily, whether it's in discipline, in your attitude, in maturity, in your health. You got to stay healthy. You got to eat right. You got to get your rest. You got to allot, you know, schedule your time, you know, commitment. That's how you do your to-do list. Your budgeting, you know, don't be foolish with your money. If you want to grow things, it takes finances to get that done. So if you're blowing your money on crazy things and, you know, you don't have enough money to invest in your vision, your dream, your business, your ministry, then you're going to struggle because you're going to look for other people to fund your vision. And God has assigned it to you. So therefore, the financial side has to come from you as well on a sacrificial side. And get the education, get the knowledge. Don't just get it. You get it and apply it. And that's in anything, your ministry, you, whatever it is that you desire to do, get it done. So that's it for today. I want to make sure that everyone has a prosperous week and make sure you write these things down. You got to keep playing it over, play it over, and take your notes. Share it with your team. Share it with your ministry. Share it with your partners. You know, whatever it is that you feel you need to do in order to become more successful, we want you to grow you. I'm Madeline Bass with So Real with Madeline, and I'm encouraging you to go get your blessings because now is your time. God bless.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've